In the sequence, choir just beautifully sang, "Here, beneath these signs, are hidden priceless things to sense forbidden. Signs, not things, are all we see." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, I have a question for you this morning. We've been studying together, off and on since Advent, the Apostles' Creed. You know, the apostles are said to have composed, each one contributing one article, this great summary of the Catholic faith. But why is it that one big part of our faith, indeed, the mystery of faith, is left out? It's not even mentioned. And why? Especially this always, children, it's good to ask why. Well, we're back to passwords again. Know it, exactly, or you're locked out. You can't get it. The contents remain a secret. As we pray in the sequence, that long poem the choir just sang between the epistle and the gospel, which St. Thomas himself composed, "Here beneath these signs are hidden priceless things to sense forbidden. Signs, not things, are all we see." Did you know that we Catholics used to have secrets, hidden signs pointing to heaven? The Our Father, say, the seven sacraments. They were secret. Well, they were outward signs, but we used to keep them inward, a secret during the first centuries of persecution. And you had to pass tests, children. Well, you had a little test, of course, with Father Cicada for your first communion, but you had to pass a great series of tests. And you had to lead a very good life. And there had to be some reports about what you were up to. And you had to be checked out. And you had to learn as much of your faith as you were taught, bit by bit. And it was only 1 week before baptism, now we're talking adult converts in the old days, that those who came from Jewry or heathenism, it was just 8 days before that they were allowed for the first time to hear the thrill of it, the prayer which our Lord himself taught us, his own words, the Our Father. And then you had to learn it right away by heart. Why? Because it was not written down. It was too holy for that. The same thing with the form of the sacraments, the words that had to be used by the priest. And it was only after baptism that you got to learn about Holy Communion. It was too sacred, this sign, this password to paradise. He who eateth this bread shall live forever after all. So St. Augustine says, if you say to a catechumen, "Do you believe in Christ?" he will answer, "I do," and will make the sign of the cross. Saw that last Sunday, remember. But let us ask him, Augustine again, let us ask him, "Do you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood?" He will not know what you mean, for Jesus hasn't yet trusted himself to him. This was called the Disciplina Arcani, the discipline of the secret. And you see it yet in our worship, which goes all the way back to the catacombs. That's how conservative the true Church of Christ is. Something unchanging, all of these centuries, and it just doesn't make any difference. So you see it in your missal, in the part that's read every Mass, the ordinary of the Mass. Well, what are the two parts the Mass is divided into? Anybody know? What are the two parts of the Mass? The Mass of the Catechumens, from the beginning through the Creed. And then the second part, the Mass of the Faithful. Once the converts, who were catechumens, doing their catechism classes, well, they had to leave before the second part of the Mass began. And still today, the server rings the bell, so much as if to say, out you go. But that's curious, because sometimes, you know, never be like this, children, but sometimes, you know, people wait for the sermon to be over, and then they come in. It's quite the opposite. But never mind. We still have the bell at the start of the Mass of the Faithful, when Father takes the veil off the chalice. So this is the reason the Our Father, in Latin that's Pater Noster, is never recited during the liturgical prayers, the worship of the Church. Oh, it is at Mass, because remember, that's the Mass of the Faithful. So if you're here, it's because you're part of the faithful. But otherwise, if there were, say, a wedding or a funeral or some blessing, have you ever noticed what the priest will do? He'll say, or he'll sing, Pater Noster. And then you're thinking, right, we'll say the Our Father together, but you don't. Everybody says it silently. And the Latin says it's said secretly, because it used to be a secret to the very end. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Because other people would be there. I mean, those who are not Catholics. Now today, everybody is quite welcome, baptized or not baptized, or practicing or not practicing, Protestants or Catholics or Novus Ordos, whatever. But Holy Communion, of course, should only be received by those who do share the same ancient or old traditional Catholic faith, and fasting for 3 hours and having gone to confession first to confess your mortal sins. But whenever anybody new comes to church, and especially an occasion like this, we'd like you all to know what and why. Why is important, we believe. To see beyond the signs, if you could, and to understand, so that you too may come in to the kingdom. There's a place for you. But sometimes, even Catholics don't know their what and their why. And that's why we have catechism sermons and classes too. For the last 50 years, since the changes of Vatican II, nothing was really taught to children in the Novus Ordo parishes. Their own authorities admit now the last half century have been a catechetical disaster. And so many who think they're Catholics just have a sort of a vague idea and actually perhaps profess heresies. You know, holy bread, and the Mass is a meal for everybody. And it's obvious from just what you see that what is touched and handled and passed out by everybody for everybody without ever a care for the little particles that fall to the floor, why, that couldn't possibly be the most precious body and blood and soul and divinity of our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's just a kind of a symbol. I forgot what it means, but it's a symbol or something or another, and it's a way of being polite. Everybody comes to communion. But you know, even among our own, going on 40 years now, how many First Communion children never really persevered, well, their parents didn't, in the studying of the faith, in sending their children to our school or our Sunday school, or having regular classes at home for them. And all of this, year after year, it's work. It's hard work for teachers and for parents, as well as for these children. They've worked hard to get this day. It's the free gift of God, but we have to know the what and the why. If we don't, these little ones, they'll fall away. And it may as well be a secret, this faith of ours, the Mass and its meaning, Holy Communion. The gift gets forgotten. Now I'm talking the gift you get at baptism, the faith which enables you to hold as true all things God has revealed on his authority as revealer, including the gift of God's Son offered up to the Father, that's the Mass, and the gift of the same Son made man to us, his body and blood, that's Holy Communion. We don't see it, children, do we? We just see the sign, a little wafer of bread, the host. But the bread now isn't bread anymore, but body and blood and soul and divinity of Jesus. We don't see because we don't need to, because we believe. Once upon a time, this is a true story. St. Arsenius tells it. In Egypt, way back when, before there were even any Mohammedans, and all of that country of the pharaohs was Christian, there was a monk, an old man of a monk, who had led his whole life a very holy life, and he was very simple. But he was deceived by the devil, though, and he started to say, as people will today, that Holy Communion is just a symbol and not the body of Christ. Well, two other monks went to see him and asked him if it were so, and he admitted it, and they explained the catechism to him again carefully, because even old men can be deceived and fall away, usually due to simplicity. He listened, the monk did. And then he said he would not believe, not 100%, unless the thing itself persuaded him. And so his two visiting monks, they stood up and they said, let's all pray. They didn't get angry, but they said, let's all pray together all week about this mystery of our faith, and God will reveal it to us. That's how strong their faith was. And the old man was very happy with this conclusion, especially because they weren't cross at him or anything. And he himself prayed for himself all week long in a way that you know our Lord would answer. He would pray, Lord, you know it is not through malice that I don't believe anymore. Reveal this mystery to me, my Lord Jesus Christ. And the two monks back in their cells, they prayed for him too, to believe and not lose the reward of his labors. God heard their prayers. On Sunday, they all sat together at Mass, and the old man, he sat in the middle, the two other monks, one on each side. And all three on the altar, in place of the sacred host, saw a child. And when after the Our Father was sung, the priest picked up the sacred host to break it, they saw an angel descend from heaven with a great sword. And he filled the chalice with the blood of the child. And then, when time came for Holy Communion, the old man He went up with the rest, but only he saw the priest holding a morsel of flesh dripping with blood. And seeing this, he was afraid, and he cried out, "Lord, I believe that this bread is your flesh, and this chalice is your blood." And immediately, the sacred host looked like bread again. And according to the mystery of faith, he received, giving thanks. After Mass and the prayers were done, the two other monks caught up with him in the vestibule, and they said, "Father," because they used to call each other Abba or Father, they said, "Father, God knows our human nature could not eat raw flesh. And that is why the bread and wine are consecrated, that we might receive his body and blood with faith." And then they all gave thanks to God together for the old man, because God had not allowed him to lose his reward. Don't you lose yours either. Whether you are an old man getting near to the day of your last communion, or whether you're just a boy making your first communion, may we believe, may we receive this way, always, until heaven, all of us, children and old men together. Yes, today, it's true, it's become a secret again. But you're not meant to keep it to yourself. You know the password. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.